You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined now by Mike Tenorum. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Farmers are working really well across the United States, and in the Corn Belt, they've done a good job of getting the crop out. So I want to take some time at the moment to take a look back, Mike, if you can, with me over the last growing season. At this time last year, we were beginning to consider the 2016 growing season in some unique light as an El Nino, a strong El Nino, appeared to be developing. And then by the time we got to December, we knew that was the case. How did it all turn out, and why did it turn out the way it did?
Well, the growing season ended up being much warmer than normal during the key phases of corn and soybean development back in June, July, and August. That part of the outlook that was being developed 1 year ago now did fit what was expected, because we knew that when we had a very strong El Nino, that almost all of the summers that followed ended up being warmer than normal. And it wasn't just because of that alone. It was also because the winter had turned out to be unseasonably mild. If you remember, last fall and last autumn were both much warmer than normal. And there was a correlation there between that type of scenario and the following summer ending up warmer than normal. All of that happened, but the part of the forecast that we never were sure of, and the part that really took precedent over everything, was the amount of rain that fell. It was very interesting because there was always the threat for the summer to turn out to be drier than normal, only because it was expected to be warmer than normal, and a lot of the times warmer and drier go together. When we were in June of this year, it was turning out that way. June was way above normal for temperatures, and rainfall had fallen far below normal across the southern half of corn and soybean production in the U.S. So everything was being set for a problem coming up in July and maybe even into August. But what ended up happening is it started to rain around June 20th. And then it started raining more and more and more and more. And it's been pretty unbelievable the amounts of rain that fell. Widespread coverage of way above normal rainfall throughout the month of July and throughout the month of August. And that's part of the reason that the U.S. corn and soybean crop did so well. Even though it was warmer than normal during some sensitive phases, there was enough water there to prevent that from being a major issue, and even leading to a bumper crop. The U.S. soybean crop, compared to trend, is going to end up, at least if the USDA forecast is correct, as the best crop since at least 1960, once you calculate out the constant improvements that occur each year because of technological changes.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today to explain that. I do appreciate it, Mike. You have a good week.
You too, Todd. Talk to you soon.
Mike Tenorum with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois.